Hi, this is Will Hammond from Overland Park, Kansas, and you're listening to The Jimmy Doan Show, The Beast of the East. Whenever I need an unbiased opinion, obviously, I listen to something else.
Well, I thought I'd see it all, cause it's been a long, long time. Oh, but there were trips and falls, wondering if I'm alive. There's been times
I
don't want to do all my road
with you.
Just can't turn
you
and walk away.
Okay, I got a ton of stuff here to go through.
March 4th, 2008.
You would think at first it was kind of light notes.
Right.
But it does pertain. It does go through. It is germane to the loss of freedom in the United States and how the wall is being built around us brick by brick, and it won't be too long before somebody's going to slam the door, and we're going to be in deep doo-doo.
Well, you saw that little epitaph thing that was running around the web about the guy goes, you know, how do you catch wild hogs?
Right.
And, you know, basically you put some corn out there, and then the hogs come up and they eat it, and then you start slowly building a fence around it.
Right.
And then finally you get to the point you put the gate on there last, and then you put the corn in there, and the hogs come out, they eat the thing, you just close the gate.
Right, and that is exactly
what's happening
and
here.
Yeah, exactly.
And so
exactly.
Where are the hogs?
Yep.
Let's see, we're the bait.
We're the corn.
Yeah, and the corn, and that's right. A woman faces a fine for dyeing her poodle pink.
How dare
a boulder, this? Now, this is not Colorado. This is hanger dog territory.
Right.
Use lead paint or what?
No, she's facing a $1,000 fine for dyeing her poodle pink.
Oh, come on. They've been doing that.
Well, no, the deal is the law. This is so difficult. This is the same thing that happened here in Gainesville. The law basically was because they were the chickens around Easter time. You know how they dye the chickens around Easter time,
right.
And maybe put
and
some,
sell them
and sell them. Right. Well, they passed a law that said
what do they got? What colors do they dye the chickens?
Pink, well, it ain't
pink,
yellow.
Purple.
I can tell you that.
Right. That
so,
was stupid.
But I mean, they was, you know, one of those things. They just dip them and dye them, and you know, some kind of food dye or food coloring, whatever it is. Anyway, they passed because cruelty of these little chickens, right? Like they're gonna about 4 weeks later, they're gonna be food.
Well, they're being forced to be punk rock, and they didn't really choose that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I guess they don't want to, you know, put a mohawk on them or anything.
No.
So anyway, the deal is that Joey Douglas says she dyed Cece, her miniature white poodle, to call attention to breast cancer. She used beet juice and Kool Aid. She was ticketed March 1st under a Boulder ordinance that makes it illegal to dye animals. The ordinance was designed to discourage
Boulder, Colorado.
People.
Right. Well, you didn't start out with that.
I said,
Jimmy,
it was a Colorado.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that it was Boulder. I'm sorry. I missed that.
Discourage
that
people from dying rabbits and chicks for Easter. But this is so funny because you here is a law that was designed.
Poodle wasn't a chick. Is that what you're saying?
Hey, Jimmy. You know, in Boulder, the animals were there first. So. It's really...
What came first, the poodle or the egg?
No, it's what came first, the moose or the hippie? You know, so...
Which one did come first?
The moose.
The moose, yeah.
In Boulder?
Yeah, in Boulder.
Okay. Anyway, $1,000 fine, but it's so funny because they're not going to drop it. I mean, she has a hort...
$1,000!
$1,000 for dying or poodle. But now, you've got to ask yourself, this has to do, and we're going to talk more about this, because... The law was originally passed to protect the little chicks, not the one with Elliot Spitzer, but the I'm talking about the ones, the cheap chicks, you know, the little ones, and for Easter time. And now somebody has decided to take it upon themselves because she has dyed her poodle pink. And, you know, it doesn't take too much.
So
to,
she's going to
go and about to find out what happens if you dye yourself, for instance.
I was just going to say, we're not talking about the painting festival down in Key West when you say dye your
poodle. Wait a second. What about Blue Man Group?
Right. Well, yeah. We ticket them.
Absolutely.
Something. I don't know. Shoot them dead.
They're not painted. I think they're latexed.
I thought that was their real color.
No, well, it could be.
I thought that.
We just went. Jack Rhodes and I just went and saw them on Wednesday.
Oh, they were here.
Man. Yeah, they were in the Connell Center. They were kick butt, man. It was great.
Good.
Yep, Robert got us tickets and stuff.
Now he's in another version of it.
Yeah, he's in Boston.
He's in the Boston.
Zimbabwe.
Yeah. Rock that.
We love Zimbabwe.
Absolutely.
Which reminds me, by the way,
I'm
going to digress one for a second. Didn't you tell me that Bart had sent us a bunch of stuff, Curtis?
Yeah. Shut up.
Shut up. Okay, we haven't seen that yet. That, Bartu. He's our UC guy, right?
Bartholomew?
Is he our undercover guy?
UCLA.
UCLA, okay. Yeah. Who's our undercover guy in Washington?
Why don't we just give his social security number out?
Google map. Anyway, the whole point is we had the same thing here in Gainesville where they passed a leash law. And part of the leash law, it covered ferrets, feral cats, and, by the way, the leash law also covered the swallowing of live goldfish in public. I mean, you're thinking, whoa, where are you people doing? I mean, the people that do this stuff have way too much time.
Well, it's important because a lot of goldfish had been swallowed recently.
Yeah. Wait a second. So this was a combo leash slash don't swallow law?
He called it a leash law. And the reason it started was that people were letting their dogs run loose essentially and poop on other people's property.
Uh-huh.
So they said, okay, you have to have your dog. And the leash.
I tell you, I think that pick it up law is the stupidest thing ever, man. I mean, pick it up?
Oh, yeah.
What the hell kind of law is that? I mean, you know, it should be like, you know, hose it down or something.
Have you seen the entire business, the industry revolves around the pick it up?
Let
me tell you, they now have a special thing that goes on the leash that holds your little pull-out glove.
Wait a second.
You are walking down the street, and your dog poops, and you pull it off, and you out of this little...
No, I got a better one than that. Practical here. You carry around a can of aerosol gas that you spray on the dog poop that freezes it immediately to solidify it so you can easily pick up and dispose.
Kind of a liquid nitrogen thing?
Liquid nitrogen.
Wait, you're giving away
all our secrets.
What I do is...
This is the Jimmy Doan poop camp.
I want to sell a bag of dung beetles. And you just throw them down there on the dung and they eat it up. I mean, what...
What could be better than that?
Yeah, you know, how about some bacteria in a can I can spray on there? I mean, look, you know, I just think... Picking it up. First of all, I don't want anybody coming in my yard to pick it up. You know.
Well, let me tell you, when they walk the dog down the street, and basically they trespass on your property by about a nano inch, and the dog poops right there on the street / where the grass meets the road.
Yeah. Just run it over with your car.
Right.
Well, yeah. I'd love doing that too.
I mean, hopefully they won't let the dog poop, like, right in front of your mailbox. You know,
you say hopefully, but anyway, the whole point was they passed this law here.
I know.
And it started off, and it was 37 pages long and included everything under the sun. And there were 2 pages of fines. It ended up being animal cruelty. And by the way, the leash, there was some mathematical... length of the dog plus half his tail, times Avogadro's number multiplied, right. By the square root of pi to get the length of this leash.
Square root of pi.
I don't know. The problem was it was an irrational number and you could never measure it.
Right.
That was the problem.
Your leash here is a constant and
your leash is a constant.
It's Google.
It can't be a constant
because we included pi.
Right.
It's an irrational number.
Yeah, if your leash isn't growing or shrinking as you're walking the dog,
that's right.
Then you're in violation.
You're in violation, that's right.
Well, I want to see somebody swallow one of those goldfish out of the pond in front of the Japanese restaurant.
You could get Linda Lovelace to swallow a carp.
Would take a fork and a knife. No question about it. Some of those you'd have to.
And that's entertainment.
That's entertainment. Well, speaking of entertainment and cruelty to animals, the Science Center, this is in Santa Ana, or Santa Ana.
Santa Ana.
That's the Jeff Dunham. Are you going to link to that?
I'm going to link to that.
Oh, my God.
I'm just going to do a link to a YouTube search on Jeff Dunham.
Oh, my God. The funniest. The absolute funniest. Yeah. I mean, his new manager. Okay. But anyway, the peanut or whatever, they talk about when he went to Santa Ana. And they had a whole thing on that. It was really funny. Anyway, the Science Center in Santa Ana apparently was going to put an elephant in a bubble.
What?
They were going to blow a giant soap bubble.
Right.
And put the elephant in it. And it was.
Was it dirty?
I don't know. Anyway, the Discovery Science Center in Santa Ana is weighing whether to cancel a controversial stunt planned for Tuesday. This is like middle of March, 2008, when an artist hopes to envelop. An artist hopes to envelop an Asian elephant in a giant soap bubble.
Well, of course, critics have
assailed as cruel and frivolous.
Oh, that's
art. The mayor has called on the Santa Ana Police Department to provide security should the event be held. It's part of their annual Bubble Fest. After they received more than 1,000 emails, of course, they're all the same.
Seriously?
Exactly the same. Yeah, no, with identical language.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Or is it dangerous gas, or what is it?
Okay, let him go.
Numerous calls from animal advocates vowing to protest. The Animals Rights Defense Group and Bob Barker, former host of The Price is Right, were among those who objected to the show.
Come on down,
right. Bubble artist Fan Yang.
I think I've heard of Fan Yang.
I don't know. Hopes to set a record for the largest living land mammal in a bubble by surrounding the 8,800-pound pachyderm in a giant soapy orb for 5 to 10 seconds. And, of course, this is cruelty in the worst possible form. I mean, think about it. Is that 5 to 10 seconds, giant soap
possible
bubble,
well,
cruelty,
the elephant.
Worst possible. No, I mean.
What's he going to get, soap in his mouth?
I guess, in his nose.
In his eyes.
Yeah, you got an elephant running around with soap in its eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they said another concern would be the factor of the safety.
He's just trampling hundreds of people.
Slipping at a slide, peeking at a hide. See, it slips on the soap bubble and splats everybody. Okay.
Right.
The elephant will be under the supervision of two trainers, but not separated from the audience by anything except the soap bubble. No, except the platform on which it will stand.
Wait a second.
And, of course, what they're worried about are the unruly protesters. Not so much that the elephant.
No, I see the elephant now. It's just like the horse in Animal House. And then it just boom.
Well, I mean, the whole point is, I'm thinking to myself, it reminds me of the same thing we've had here in Gainesville. They had for years a thing out in one of the little towns out here that the county considers to be backward straw sucking hicks inbred called
around here.
Called Hawthorne. Yeah,
around
the county considers Hawthorne to be like Deliverance, you know, times 10.
Well,
and they have every year a pig thing where they let pigs loose. And the little kids, eight, 10, 12 years old, chase the pig around. It's all for charity. They raised 10, 15, 25.
It was a grease pig cat.
No, they weren't allowed to use grease.
Right.
That they stopped that about 10 years ago. They said, but you could still do just a regular pig. Now,
of course,
this year they stopped even that because the pigs would squeal.
Right.
And, of course, they had the pig channelers and pig whisperers out there saying that they knew what they...
pig channelers.
No, I mean, they really... They had
pig whisperers.
No, they came down and the county told this little town out here, shut up. You know, you can't have your festival anymore.
Yeah.
And, of course, they... Yeah, I'm serious.
Well,
because the pigs were scared. And I guess, as I say, the channelers, you know, could... figure out what the pigs were thinking and
absolutely.
So forth.
I'm surprised. I'd be scared to go to Hawthorne and tell those guys, you know.
I'm telling you. Well, anyway, needless to
what
say.
What was that man saying?
Don't do that. The people that were from Hawthorne were very, very, they were super nice people.
Absolutely.
They were regular people. But my point is they were treated as if they were some kind of inbred West Virginia, you know, coal in the hill, haven't seen civilization for 300 years.
You know,
throwback to Neanderthals. And I thought it was a little presumptuous. But that's what goes on among these animal rights people, is that they channel these animals. And I'm thinking,
what we need is an organization that we can come in with some animal psychics and testify on the other people's behalf.
That's right.
We were communing with these animals.
For $250
an hour. And they say it's important for their recreational health.
You know what I should have done? I went down there and talked to them. I should have put on my Vulcan ears. I had done a mind meld. I figured that's what these people
with
were doing.
This big pig right here.
I said,
no,
you know,
not the lady
you
taking
understand
the tickets.
That the people that were protesting here locally were not from Hawthorne. They had no skin in the game. And I'm thinking, they should have had the Vulcan ears on.
Right.
And I'm thinking, they're aliens. We don't have to pass law for aliens. I mean, aliens, we kick aliens out of this country, some.
Right.
I mean, unless you speak Spanish. I mean, other than that, we kick them out. But, I mean, Vulcans, you know, they go. And pig channelers and pig whispers, go, bye, so long, you're aliens. So, anyway, this is the same kind of thing. 5 seconds in a soap bubble, for God's sakes.
Uh-huh.
And it's the end of the world. It's stunning that people actually, you know, buy this stuff. So that's my take on animal cruelty. Because as we've said so many times, animals do not have rights.
Oh,
it says we, the people.
Right.
It doesn't say we the animals. Let me put it this way. When this elephant or the pigs, draw up their own constitution or their own Declaration of Independence, I'll listen.
We'll negotiate.
That's right. We'll negotiate.
Actually, I'll wait until they get their legions together.
That's right.
No, they're right in line right behind the Indians.
Boom, boom. Well, speaking of animal cruelty, and this was a light note, really, but I'll bring it up now.
It's all light notes here, folks.
Did you hear about the story with the 200 dogs?
200? Old lady had two dogs.
They shoved into a trailer, right?
Yeah, a triple wide.
What?
200 dogs. Okay.
And what were they? And they were there. This was a Vietnamese family. It was food or what?
We not kidding no dog here.
That's right.
No, we not see your cat. Stop asking. Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, right.
No. This was like they just, I guess the plumber, you know, smelled something.
You think?
Something.
What kind of dogs?
Most
of them were Chihuahuas.
Okay. All right, 237 dogs living in one home.
Right. Okay. Now, here's the thing. At first glance,
Corpus Christi, Texas.
And everybody threw these people up under the bus. Said, "Oh my God, criminal charges. Where are the cops? Everything. Kill them all. Whatever it is. What do you think the deal is here?
What do I think the deal is?
Yeah.
Dog rescue. No.
Well, I'm sure the person was an animal lover. Really loved, you know.
Right? Well, I mean, what would you be doing with 237 dogs?
Dog fighting. They were the bait for the real dog fight. They had a contract with Michael Vick.
Right. Yeah, right, yeah. Contrary to Michael Vick.
Since he's out of commission, they just kept breeding.
That's right. The problem with Michael Vick out of business, they didn't have any place to sell these little...
happened, and the whole thing backed up.
It backed up. It's like constipation.
Right.
Dog constipation.
Like rabbit.
It got stuffed into these...
And it's ironic that the plumber found it.
Exactly.
It's back.
I mean, it all fits.
Right, right. No, they're making Chihuahua sweaters or purses.
They were shaving them for, that's right. Yeah. Instead of, they got them mixed up with llamas.
No, look, this all has to do with Taco Bell. No, I'm just kidding.
The problem was that the first, Chihuahua
got so popular.
And it was doing on appearances and then got old. Right. So they had to replace him with
child actors.
No. Child actors, right. Yeah.
What's really happened? It's all very close.
we were close.
The Jimmy Dome studio comes in with a 9 out of 10.
Always ahead of the curve.
But what was happening here was they were breeding them and selling them. I mean, they were running a business.
Right.
And you can say what you want about how many dogs there were. And the cops were like, "Oh my God, the smell was overwhelming." Have you ever been to a humane society? Have you ever been to the pound?
Well, have you ever been to a cattle farm, a dairy farm?
Yeah, I mean, the smell is overwhelming.
Yep.
A chicken farm.
It's the smell of money, as some farmers say.
Some people will say. But the point is that I'll bet you. I mean, I wonder how many of these dogs were actually in bad health. And I haven't seen any report of any of them being in bad health. And I guarantee you that if they were, they would have said things like, "Oh my God, you know, malnutrition, blah, blah, blah." All they've said is stuff like, "No, they had poop on them. You know, well, you know, they're hard to clean." But they were definitely meeting people outside of this residence and selling these dogs. So cruelty to animal, watch people go to prison. I guarantee you, they go to prison.
Oh my God.
And yet, what they did was really shut down a business.
Yep.
That's what they really did.
Well, that's one of the things that you have to always take into account, the barriers to entry, and here are the barriers to exit. Speaking of cruelty in a place like this, I saw in England, and we didn't even hear from Bernie on this, the Jack Straw, who's the Secretary of State or whatever, the justice guy over in England, apologized to 200 Muslim prisoners because they were given ham sandwiches. They were offered ham sandwiches during the holy month of Ramadan and received a letter. They're prisoners, for God's sakes. You know, and I'm thinking, what is this, torture? I mean, you know, we're waving ham in front of these guys, and they're going, he sent a letter. "Oh, I'm so sorry. We waved the ham in front of you during Ramadan." What the hell?
I think it's great. I mean, you know, on both ends, I think it's I think it's great that they get to object like that based on just their preference, their meal preference. And then he's going to apologize. What a deal. It just shows you how humane the prisons are in the West.
Slap in the face of Islam.
In October last year, the sandwiches were on a menu created for the festival of Ramadan, which requires Muslims to fast in daylight. A complaint from a city councilor to a local labor MT, Hillary Ben, led Mr. Straw to send the personally signed letter to Mr. Ben. Okay, then I guess you heard about the new sins from the Vatican.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! Not happy.
There are 11 commandments.
No. Well,
he expanded to like 18 or something.
These are the sins, not the commandments. These are the sins. You know, the seven deadly sins: pride, envy, gluttony, lust. I like lust. Anger.
That's one of my favorites.
Greed. I like greed. And sloth. I do a lot of that. You get thrown into snake pits for that one, but I don't. Wait a minute. So anyway, here are the new Magnificent Seven: genetic experimentation.
Ooh, that's bad.
That's bad. Tampering with the order of nature. What the hell?
You're fucking Wheaties.
That's right. Pollution.
What'd you say?
Pollution. I wonder if pollution includes verbal pollution, like the news from the Vatican. Social injustice.
Litter bug.
Litter bug, right? Causing poverty. How about if the poor people causes poverty? How about if you're poor and you cause your own poverty?
How about if taxes cause your poverty?
Government causes
your poverty.
But on the other side, accumulating excessive wealth.
Right.
Like the Vatican. Have you ever been to the Vatican? Do you understand?
Do you have any idea what the
Pope's costume is worth?
You think he can eat?
He's got a half dozen of those in the closet or what?
Half a dozen. Don't you wish it was only a half a dozen? Let me put it this way. The Pope makes Donald Trump look like a piker. I mean, seriously. So accumulating excessive wealth. He ought to jump off the damn whatever it is and he goes out there to bless the people.
Well, let's see him give away those robes to the poor.
Right?
Yeah, jump off. Pope has come out to the balcony and he is now blessing the crowd. Oh my God! He is taking a leap off the balcony! Oh my! Oh, the humanity! He has splatted right there in the square. Oh my God! The humanity of it all. And he left a note. He accumulated excessive wealth.
What he was supposed to do is throw his robes off, probably.
I don't know, but then
the Pope's nude!
Has been burned into my retina forever. I'm not able to do it. Not even able to masturbate
anymore.
Goodbye erection for the next 10 years.
Mr. Pope, we didn't mean with you in the robes.
That's right. And I love this. And drug abuse. I mean, look, it's funny how different it is between drug abuse and drug use. Just two little letters. I'm all for drug use. It's the ab part that everybody, I don't know, it's this, the new ab thing that they have on TV, abuse.
Yeah.
No, Jimmy has used a lot of drugs, but I wouldn't call it abuse. The only abuse has been not using them. That's when you abuse a drug, is leaving some on the table.
Yeah. I like that promo we have. I'm covered in drugs.
I want to be covered in drugs.
No, well, they had, it's like one of those, you know, those bars where they put the food all over you.
Oh yeah, we saw that went around here. Yeah.
Oh,
it was a sushi on the sushi.
But it was a guy.
Yeah, there was a
guy.
Whoa,
hello.
Here too. Yeah.
I mean, what is that?
Hey.
Eel? No, that's a tax. Jesus Christ!
Guess who is he? Cucumber?
I think not. Oh my God!
Hey, guess who is doing one of those promotions?
Who?
Our own very own Chef EJ.
Really?
Is putting chocolate on seven girls up in Washington. He's putting liquid chocolate. Hot liquid chocolate.
Sweet
chocolate too.
Well, you saw the
When is this?
Yeah.
We're gonna do a show from there.
EJ. Any day now.
No, we need to call us. We need to hop a plane. Jimmy needs to do a show
and
for
also, us. If you go to Krishan.com, you can see EJ pictured with Ron Paul.
That's right.
Yeah. And the chocolate head. I posted those pictures up on his site there. And they look great.
KRISHON.com, but I'll link to it.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Way to go.
Yeah, I was the.
Go to publicity and events. Look at EJ. All right, you got to check this out.
With Ron Paul. There he is. And Ron Paul's head.
So how much did
And Ron Paul. Unfortunately, Ron Paul is not attached. No, he is, actually.
There's his body.
There's his body over
and
there.
And there's them taking off EJ.
So, yeah, there's a bunch of sushi on people. I like the comment was, make sure you try the blowfish.
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, somebody else said, I want my tuna in a kind of a can. I don't need my tuna to smell like tuna.
So did he sell this chocolate head? Or?
What we're hoping to do is raffle this head off. So you know, that's my idea. I think he's going to do is start selling raffle tickets maybe through the website, and then you can just buy
it's
tickets.
It's solid, isn't it?
Yes.
It's solid. Well, it's weighs not like those goddamn Easter Bunny things that are all hollow.
You know, yeah, no.
It's really high-quality chocolate.
Yeah, right. Like, well, this, you know, he makes it himself. I mean, right. He harvests the trees or whatever. Goes and gets the cocoa from Africa.
Yeah, first he gets dirt.
Right. And then seed, grow tree.
Right.
And I think
EJ,
and the milk is like he has his own cows.
Yeah, right. No. He goes to the sun and gets sunlight.
Right. Exactly.
You know,
Fresh sunlight. I want the new stuff. That stuff that just got here 9 minutes old. I'm not interested.
Organic, baby. Yeah, organic. Right.
Virgin cows. Absolutely.
Right. That's right. Virgin cows.
from virgin parents.
That's right. I mean, this is the ultimate.
Immaculate conception cows only.
That's right.
That's right.
We trace their.
Way to go, EJ. Way to go.
Yeah, yep. That's good. More in Colorado. We're getting more hanger dogs information. I'm surprised they didn't send us. More in Colorado aim to carry guns. And I think it's interesting because the concealed carry requests escalate. Colorado Springs, which is right down the, which is like next door to hanger dog. Applications for concealed weapons permits have skyrocketed in Colorado with the increase fueled by everything from heavily publicized mass shootings to routine renewals, according to the state sheriff. About 10,000 people in 2007 sought, and this is like nothing. I mean, that's hardly sky. 10,000 people sought permits compared with about 6,600 last year and before. Law enforcement experts have different ideas as to why more people want to carry concealed weapons.
They're stocking up.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. Some sheriff's offices believe churches concerned about protecting their flocks. I like that. The sheep are seeking to concealed carry permits in the church. I love it. And of course, Doug Davis,
the
president
Davidian
of the Pikes Peak
compound.
Yeah, Doug Davis, who's a gun guy, says people want to defend themselves. Well, duh, thanks, Doug. And that's why they get permits. Of course, the thing about it is, why should you need a permit?
You shouldn't need
a permit. Heck, I mean, no. This is the whole thing. Is they talking about? I mean, I don't want to tell anybody I got a concealed weapon on me.
Well,
yeah, I don't want anybody to know about it.
Well, that's the thing. Now, I did send this around, and I don't know if I could send it to you guys or not, but the that new machine gun that folds up into that, like,
yes!
Tiny
package.
Oh, my
God. Oh,
yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's literally, it's like, you know, I sent this over to Chief Tew.
It looks like a thick book.
Yeah, well, that's what
it is. It's a flashlight. It comes as a flashlight.
Yeah, it looks like a flashlight, but then it goes, you know, it's great. You go out and check your mail, whatever. You ever run into any problems? It just like whips out and just, it spring loads into an automatic Glock based machine gun.
Yeah.
And so I send the link to Tio Twocky and he goes, I want mine to look like a Bible. He goes, so when I whip it out, I can say weird things like, by the power of Christ, I own you, bitch.
Can I get an amen?
Can I get an amen?
I love this. And may God be with you, blam, blam. And you with him, blam, blam.
You with
him. Go see Jesus.
And name the Father, blam, Son, blam.
With all your sound effects, I figured you'd be going crazy.
I just like to read a passage from my last words.
I have a very special passage here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It reminds me.
I'm going to link to that one. That's a really good one.
That is good. Excellent. So anyway, that's we're all for guns and should have unlimited numbers as far as we're concerned.
The more the merrier.
The more the merrier. That's right. Let's see, anything else in particular you guys want
there,
to
there
talk
was
about?
Another one about the state bill allow guns on campus, and that was in Phoenix. They're trying to get it
to allow to bring them on campus.
Yeah, they just, you know, they're, and then I love it. I feel like our kindergartners are there sitting there like sitting ducks.
And they are.
Right.
And that's right.
My little town made the news.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Doing?
They arrested an 80-year-old woman for refusing to sign her ticket.
Really?
Yep, and she gave them some stuff, apparently. So they had to cuff her and stuff her.
Cuff her and stuff.
How old was this woman?
If you don't sign it, what is the charge?
What's the charge? I believe that's misdemeanor, just regular old misdemeanor.
Misdemeanor what?
second degree. What? It's refusal to sign.
This, oh, refusal to sign. Okay,
yeah, that's what it was actually called.
Okay. And 80 years old. And what has she done? She shot what?
No, she hadn't done anything. I think she ran a stop sign or something like that, or whatever it was. It was really a traffic offense, you know. And they pulled over, whatever it was, and she said, I'm not
signing that.
Exactly. And they said, oh yes, you are. And she struggled with them. I just think it's funny.
She struggled with them.
Yeah. Well, here, yeah. And it, I mean, the idea is that the reason I bring this up is just because it's just more and more common these days. I know it's anecdotal and everything, but I see it all the time. I mean, what kind of police do you have that are wrestling with an 80-year-old woman? I mean, what kind of system do you have where it's like you see this all the time?
They're coming to get you.
Yeah. I mean, it blows my mind. I saw another one. Since our last show, of some little old lady who didn't keep her grass right, and they came by a few times telling her to cut her grass or whatever it was. She said, take off, you hosers.
Take off, you hosers.
and they said, we'll take off, but we're taking you with us. And
oh!
And they bagged her.
And they bagged her. I love it.
How old?
And the officer, she ended up falling down during the encounter somehow. This is, again, an elderly woman. Officer cleared on that one.
But, you know, the nice thing about it, of course, these guys are not idiots, because they would be out trying to argue with some big dude who's high on meth, 228 pounds. And, you know, let's face it, it's certainly a lot easier to
push
wrestle an 80-year-old lady down to the ground, and you get credit for an arrest.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Nope. What a deal.
Of course, the other thing, did we want to talk at all about the library thing?
Yeah, well, we need to mention that you made a little splash.
Let me put it this way: there was a letter that appeared from Jimmy's alternate ego in the local paper, and the letter basically said it was time to pull the plug on the library.
It set him on fire, man!
And I'm here to tell you, you'd have thought. I mean,
you
child molesters got off lighter than I did.
Oh, absolutely.
So wait a second. So you wrote a letter.
I wrote a letter that was published.
It was published in the local paper.
In the local paper.
As an article.
Circulation about 80,000 or something.
All right.
Like that.
Yeah. And it said, our local library is a waste of money.
Right.
$20 million a year.
We need to get rid of it right now.
Yep. That's what I said.
And the feedback from the local community.
You thought that he murdered their children.
And disemboweled them after sexual activities.
Yeah.
Right. So, oh yeah, no question.
No, you were vilified.
I mean, and it was like top news in the paper. I should have gotten an award for the most responses. We had a bunch, and it turned out that what I kicked off the front page was the transgender business, where they had passed a law here that said that if you think you might want to be a woman that day, you can go in their bathroom kind of thing.
Right. And then that passed.
That passed, right. And of course, a big hoorah about that. Well, then when the letter from my alter ego showed up in the paper, it was like atom bomb hit or something like that. It was online and everything. And of course, people, I mean, they called me all kinds of names and this, that, and the other thing, you know, stupid and rich. And I said, yeah, okay, guilty, guilty, guilty.
Well, like that one who was he obviously doesn't read a lot. I was like, no, you missed that one.
Yeah, you missed that. Well, then somebody wrote in and had Googled the name on
the article
on the article or whatever and come up with the wrong one.
Right.
And was saying, you the guy who, and it just went on and on and on about what a, you know, horrible. And I'm thinking, you got the wrong guy. I mean, this whole thing was how bad. I was laughing my ass off.
I thought it was funny because they all missed the point.
Yeah, they did.
Every single one of them touted the wonderfulness of the library.
Well, right. One lady
half of them were teachers, or they were supported by the library.
Right. The library science guy.
Right. Yeah, the library. And the girl who had gotten her master's in library science from from our university. By the way, I paid for 3/4 of her education. Uh-huh. And then she hoofed it to Idaho.
Right.
I'm thinking, well, hey, bitch, where's my thank you note?
Well, right.
My thought was this, and I tell you, I wrote so much
on it.
That's
what you really think, Jimmy.
Yeah.
My thought was, it's not whether the library does all these warm, fuzzy things, even if it does them better than some private institution. The fact is that the private institutions are out there, and they handle all this stuff. And it should be axiomatic in a free society that when the private industry is handling something, you don't need a government-funded program to...
Well, not only that, what happens is the government, since you take that money, $20 million here, which actually equates to $15 per visit, per person, each time they go in, not per year.
$15 for each.
If you go in and take a pee, it's $15.
Out of my pocket.
Yes, exactly. Yep. And but the point is, there's something very basic called crowding out.
Right.
This is $20 million that is not available to the private library type people because they have, and so how many people wrote in and said, it's free children, it's free this, it's free books, it's free CDs. And then I'm thinking, you don't understand. There's nothing free about it. It's $20 million. I don't know where you get this free business.
That was
amazing. Another lady wrote in, the library science lady wrote in, another library science lady wrote it, but here in Alachua County, each dollar, and I love this, invested in the library returns $6.54. I said, fine. Why don't you, A, what do you need my money for?
Right.
And B, if such a good deal, why don't you put all the money in that investment?
Right.
And we never have to pay another dime in taxes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what the, I mean, how,
genius.
How many things return $6.54? There is not an investment I've ever made that
Warren Buffett would be in it. Okay.
Oh, exactly.
With both feet.
What's she talking about? How was she talking about that $6 on return?
She said, I don't know. That's the whole point. And I was accused of using creative mathematics when I took the number, took the $20 million divided by the number of visits per year,
right,
which is 1.2 million, and came up with 15,
right,
which is long division.
Long division was creative. Right, voodoo.
Voodoo economics. Right. So you can't believe what, and these are the numbers right off the library websites. Okay. Right. Now, so this lady, I mean, this voodoo. Ooh, mystery. What? It's a fraction. What is that? I don't know.
Fraction.
I just, whoa, you gotta be kidding.
And they had like, I lost my point.
Well, no, the point isn't this. $6.54. You know where the hell did this come from?
Right.
And they came up with stuff like, well, you check out a book. It was a $24 book, and you checked it out, and so
And they all touted all these nebulous, unquantifiable things. Like one of them said, "Social capital." The library is a place that builds social capital. I'm like,
and it's where people can meet.
What does that mean?
That doesn't mean shit.
It means community can gather together.
What?
And I'm thinking,
what?
Kumbaya.
Yeah.
You know, let's all. It's not the case at all. I mean, you go to the library and what do you find? And you know, where teens can have a rescue from the, you know, silent path thing. The teens are in there surfing the net for porn.
Right.
I got a newsflash for you. Because they're not allowed to filter that out.
Right.
So that's what they're doing. I'm paying for that. It's stunning to me. And I'm thinking about, one thing that Jimmy does is he has a rather arcane hobby that involves Apple IIe computers. There are not 200, 300 people in the world that do what I do with Apple IIe computers. And it's a non-sexual thing.
But anyway, the point is that
we get together in Kansas City every summer. Last summer was my first time, but I'm going again. About 100 people from around the world. And right. I never would have met
this.
Geek Stock.
Oh, no. These people were kicked out of the geek school.
Yeah, no, just
because they were too geeky.
No, we were kicked out of the geek community for being too geeky.
Yeah.
If you can imagine.
They can't work for Geek Squad because
No question. No.
He was neon white.
It's Dorkaroo.
No, you have to understand. Our pencil protectors have pencil protectors. This is beyond geek.
You should see the photograph. I mean, it looks like the reunion for the Revenge of the Nerds movie.
What photograph?
No, that's a serious photograph.
Where is that?
We got it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
We'll post it on the website.
No. Okay, we're going to put a blue dot over at least one person. The point is that they talk about the meeting place. And, you know, let's look at Facebook and Google and all this stuff like that and Twitter and everything. That's where you meet people. And I would never have met these people if it weren't for the internet. The point is that, you know, horses were in vogue for 2,000 years, and I got a newsflash. We use cars these days, you know, and the library was in vogue since the time of Alexander. Yeah, okay, fine. But I'm sorry, it's being superseded by the internet and Google and Facebook and the
other we've got companies. A lot of other libraries around here.
Well, that's right. And I never even talked about this.
Right.
You know, they have all, if they said, well, the kids need to learn how to use the library. You know, a 4 or 5 year old or an 8 year old, when they're in elementary school, they can learn how to use a library in the library in that school. I never touch those.
Right.
You don't have to walk down to the public library. And oh, by the way, when they're learning how to use the public library and they march the entire fourth grade class in there, that's $15 for each kid.
Right.
Okay. And they could have done it in their own library.
Well, that's unquantifiable.
What about federal universities?
They came back and they said, I said, you're in the state of Florida. If you are a Florida citizen, you automatically qualify to be able to go to any one of the numerous Florida libraries on campus here. And they said, well, those don't
college
count.
College, university.
Yeah,
what
no,
do
they,
you mean
they said,
don't count?
They said, well, they shouldn't have to absorb
that's not
the,
a real. That's not a real
they said,
no,
no, no, that's for serious
one
research.
One of them said they shouldn't. Serious one of them said research. The university library shouldn't have to put up with local citizens coming by as if, like, yeah, they should.
Yeah.
And, wait.
So the second guy said that one time he tried to check out some books and it was a hassle for him.
Oh, yeah. Well, another guy wrote it.
Like,
said,
it worked, but it was a hassle.
That his aunt. You know, what is his aunt going to do? She likes to read the latest bestseller. I'm thinking, don't we all?
Right.
I mean, you know, and she doesn't want to buy it. I'm buying it.
Well, I thought it was
and
funny.
And then
that...
Something else has got me. Here's the library, and they're talking about, now the library's expanded to CDs, and people can learn about, you know, listening to Puccini and Beethoven. Well, they do that for free anyway, because it's all out of copyright. But let's face it for a minute. The point is that let's say you have a bestseller from, you know, Danielle Steele. Okay. I really want to be paying for
Jimmy
that.
Doan.
Okay. Think about it. If 1,000 people check out the book, that's 999, royalty checks that Danielle didn't get.
Right.
I mean, it's like a legal Napster is what it is.
Right.
I mean, seriously, you think about it.
They are
stealing money from, and so here's
the
deal. You take a guy who writes a book and let's say the run is
free.
Only, you know, 30,000. And a lot of people read the book that would have bought the book, but they go to the library and buy it, and so the guy decides not to write anymore.
It's anti-capitalism.
It is totally. It is totally.
Well, and how about this? The one chick was like,
"Shut them all down."
I would spend $200 on these 7 books. I was like, "Where the hell is she shopping?" Like, I mean, you can buy those books on Amazon for 99 cents a piece.
Well, right. That's right. Right.
Hey,
and, I mean, on and on. I mean, the whole thing again. So many of the people wrote in, they said they didn't want to do it this way and they wanted so forth. And I'm thinking, yeah, I want a lot of things too, babe,
yeah.
But you know, but I'm not asking my neighbor
it's
with a gun to pay for it.
Right.
I mean, the fact is that if I don't want to pay for the library, they will send somebody around with badges. We have badges, you know, and they'll
badges.
Think, yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Without badges.
Without any stinking badges.
And blue light.
Of course, I told you.
And they'll
saw
be
that
armed
movie
to the hilt and take my property away if I choose not to pay my property taxes that cover the library. If I was to say, for instance, I was to cross off, since the library on our property taxes here is a separate item, separate line item, that is, you actually can see where it is. You know, police and fire and stuff is in the general budget. But here locally in this county, the library, the water, the trash, and some transportation is actually broken out because they have an independent way of getting their money. And if I was to sit there and say, I'm not paying this $400 or $500, I mean, you know, they would, A, not take the check, and B, they'd send after 3 years, you know, when the foreclosure proceedings would be, they'd send the sheriff out here.
Yep.
So that's it. That was my foray into fame.
And it really is basically like a homeless shelter daycare center.
Well, the one downtown
is.
Yeah, and of course, and let me tell you something. If you go out here locally in our community and you look at the library here, I mean, it's just like a Taj Mahal. The new one is just gorgeous. I mean, it's gorgeous. And of course, they financed with bonds, which I don't have such a serious problem. I told them they should probably just sell it off. And the buildings are certainly worth a lot more than let's hope. Although with the way the financing has been here recently and you look at the way the stock market is going, maybe they floated some funny bonds. I don't know. But anyway, the point is that, and this for people that are listening to this that are not in this community, I think.
I.e. most of you.
Yeah, most of you. You're right. 99.9% of you. The simple fact is you might want to look at your local community and see if the library is independent and if, in fact, it is still providing the services that they are charging for. And it may turn out, and I'm sure that the library people see this as some kind of a threat to their existence, as well they should, because Google and Facebook and Twitter and all the other social places LimeWire and BitTorrent and all these places like iTunes and everything are supplanting, not to mention, of course, you can go into Books a Million or any place else. You can get your internet access at Starbucks. You don't even have to buy coffee. You can walk in there and do it all day long.
And you'll be exposed to advertising.
Well, that was, yeah, they'll be exposed to this horrible advertising. And so, and one person said that coffee was healthy. Another one said it was unhealthy. I'm thinking, well, okay.
I was the one that said it was healthy.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, somebody else said it was unhealthy and not exposed to unhealthy habits like coffee. And I'm thinking in the schools, right? They get Twinkies and diet soda. Okay. Anyway, the point is that maybe it's time, as the car overtook the horse, as the gun overtook the catapult, maybe it's time to...
No way, Jimmy. This is the last vestiges of civilization.
And, yeah, right, exactly. In the creative, as Schumpeter said, creative destructionism, it may turn out that the library is not quite as sacred as you think it is. I know it's... And I knew that people were going to say, when I wrote the letter ahead of time, I knew they were going to say, Jimmy, but it's the library.
Right.
And that was going to be the argument. But,
well, now, wasn't
but
there,
it's
now,
the library.
Yeah, wasn't there also a written rebuttal?
No, no, but that was... tongue-in-cheek.
That was That was a sarcasm.
Right.
Yeah. No, he basically said, you throw out the libraries, you throw out the whole civilization.
Yeah, the whole civilization as we know it. Right. Next thing you know, I mean, it was impugning things like, well, the next thing you know, he'll want to molest little children and stop the police and, you know, the whole thing. I'm thinking, well, you know, and there was a lot of that. There was a lot of that, this is what he thinks kind of thing, even though there was nothing like that. And that's fine. I loved it. I mean, I thought it was just...
Yeah, you riled him up. You hit it pretty close to the mark because you got him riled up.
Well, that, you know,
how many replies were there?
Oh my God! Well, let me put it this way: there were more replies other than the transgender thing recently, which garnered quite a few. but other than that, it was like number two on the list for, you know, the last couple of months.
So 15 replies?
Oh no, way more. There were bags of mail. There were only a dozen or more published in the paper, and there was at least another dozen on the website.
Didn't they say something like it was the first time they dedicated a whole page to the response?
Yeah, it was the first time they'd ever, literally,
Jimmy pisses them off.
They had one entire page to response. They've never done that.
That was the quintessential Socratic.
So, Jimmy, are you going to write another article?
In fact, I have it here in my hand.
Oh, really?
Rebuttal in my. No, no, you'll.
I'm going to post my little rebuttal.
No, I mean, let me just hear the paper.
There, yeah, you got to prove it to everybody
Thank
out
you.
There.
It
prove
is that,
it to them
right?
that you actually have it.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
That's catapult the library.
All right, yeah. Jack, did you want to mention Obama, my mama? Or?
No, unless you guys want to get into it.
Hey, this is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Dolan Show. You just listened to part two of our March 14th podcast, and there's a little Blue Man group for you.